What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Making Room podcast, where we clear out the clutter and make more room for God to move in our lives. It's often at the beginning of a new year, a lot of us are reflecting on the year past and looking at what changes we want to make for the new year. We have all of these New Year's resolutions. We have all of these things that we want to accomplish in the new year, but the cold hard facts are that we're going to get a couple of weeks into this year. And for most of us, that enthusiasm is going to wane, and we're going to slip right back into the same routines we were in the year before. A lot of us want to get healthier and eat healthier. A lot of us want to have a deeper relationship with God or get closer to our friends and family. But if we keep on doing the things we've always done, we're going to keep on getting the same results. So in today's episode, we're going to be looking at change, why it can be so difficult, and what are some things we can do to help ourselves move forward in the changes we want to make. So let's jump right in, because that's what's coming up on Making Room. I think it's fair to say that in the past couple of years, my wife and I have been going through a lot of different changes. We've gone through career changes, we've lost loved ones, we've gone through relationship changes, lifestyle changes, we've changed houses, we've changed jobs. There's just been a lot of things that have been shaking up in our lives in the past couple of years. And to act like it isn't difficult and that we don't have a hard time with it would be disingenuous. The truth is, we have a hard time keeping up with a lot of the changes we've been going through. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. One, I've discovered researching change that change is actually just really hard for humanity in general. Turns out that our brains are wired to find routine and to keep doing the same things in the same way. You have a spot that you put your toothbrush, a spot that you put your toothpaste, and that's just where it goes, right? You don't think about it. You don't have to consciously put them in that spot. It's just how it happens. It's the same thing for a lot of things in life. If we're not careful, we fall into routines of eating a really poor diet, and we don't have to work hard at eating poor. We just do it naturally. We fall into some really bad habits at our job, and we get lazy, and we get a little too complacent. We get too complacent in our relationships. We get too complacent with a lot of different aspects of life, and it's not just our fault. The truth is that all of humans have the same problem internally. Our brains want to find the easiest path and do that consistently. It's not that we're just lazy. It's not that we just make bad choices. It's literally that our brains are telling us this is the easiest thing to do to get by, and this is what you should do from now on. And so for any amount of change that we want to make, we first have to address the elephant in the room, is that humans don't like change. We don't like uncertainty. We don't like to have to take the hardest path. Most of us want to take the most easiest path possible. It's something that we all deal with. It's something that we're always going to deal with. And so the best that we can do is learn to overcome this challenge. We've got to get rid of the notion that we can just adapt to change and then we'll always be ready for more change. It's just not true. In fact, you can see this throughout history. Some of the biggest disruptors in any industry over time will then become the very people that need to be disrupted, right? You'll have this big technological breakthrough, and then if that company's not careful, they will be the one holding technology back rather than pushing it forward like they once used to, because it is human nature to resist change. Once we find a path that works for us, we want to keep on going down that path, but that path will also really lead us to some destructive places, because what works at one time in life will not always work for the rest of our lives. It may have served us well in one season, but in another season, it could be really detrimental. There's this analogy that I heard of a man who was standing on one side of a river, and there was a lot of danger that was chasing him, and he had to find a way to get across. So he grabs a bunch of logs and he puts them together, he ties them together, and he hops on this raft and he paddles with his hands and feet and gets across to the other side of the river to safety. He finally made it across after a lot of struggle, and then he decides, you know what, I might need this raft again later. So he straps it to his back and he starts out on foot across a journey on land, and he comes up to this forest. And he decides that he's going to go, this is the easiest path to go, he's going to go through this forest, but he's got this raft still strapped to his back. And this big raft is bumping into all of the trees and getting caught on tree limbs and getting caught in the bushes. And it's just making his journey near impossible to move forward because this big raft keeps getting in the way and keeps him from getting through the forest easily. He's got to make a decision now. Am I going to let go of what was once really useful to me and I needed to have it so that I can move forward? Or am I going to keep on trying to struggle through this forest with this big, heavy raft strapped to my back? That's something that we all have to decide at some point. There's something in your life that was once really useful to you, and it helps you get to a place of safety. But now you're headed into a new season of life, and you've got to make a decision. Am I going to keep this heavy raft strapped to my back? Am I going to keep this job that was once really good for me strapped to my back when I know it's time for me to seek a new job, find a new career? Am I going to keep holding on to this relationship that has become really toxic, even though it was once good, or am I going to let go of it? Am I going to start making the changes I need to make? Am I going to keep on eating unhealthy because it was easy for me at one time, or do I want to live a long and healthy life and begin eating healthier? Are we going to let go of the raft that is keeping us from moving through life on our journey? Or are we going to keep on trying to hold on to things that were once useful? They're just not useful anymore. It's often that it's the uncertainty of what if I need this raft again that keeps us holding on to it. In fact, there was a study done, and I love this study. It was so interesting. They put a group of people in a room and said, you all have to push this button, and there's a 50-50 chance that you'll be shocked when you push it. And so they measured everybody's anxiety levels and stress levels. And obviously it was through the roof because who wants to get shocked, right? But then they had another group that they hadn't come into the room and they told them that there'd be a 100% chance that they'd be shocked when they pushed the button. And did you know that the stress and anxiety levels of that second group were much lower than the first group? The uncertainty of would they be electrocuted caused so much more stress and anxiety than if they would have just known that I'm about to be shocked. I'm about to be electrocuted when I hit this button. It's the same for our lives. We so crave certainty and knowing what will happen that when we're caught in a circumstance where we don't know what will happen, our stress and anxiety just goes through the roof. We just, our human nature does not like uncertainty. It's something that we have to constantly fight against. And so one of the keys to really finding a way forward through life and making the changes that we want to make and begin developing the new habits that we want to develop is not just adapting to the idea that I need to change and change habits and put some effort in, but it's also that I have to be okay that I'm going to go into a situation where I don't know the outcome. It's possible that I exercise and eat healthier, and I still am dealing with sickness, and I'm still not as physically fit as I'd like to be. It's possible that I'll put a lot of effort into this relationship, and this relationship still won't work out. There's going to be a level of uncertainty no matter what goal you're trying to accomplish. No matter what part of your life you're wanting to change, there's going to be some uncertainty in it. And we've got to learn to be okay with uncertainty. And this is a big part of our faith, right? As we are learning to trust God and walk with God and follow his direction, he often leads us to some places where we don't know the outcome. And there's just no way to know, right? Only God knows what's going to happen. And a lot of times when God is leading you, it just doesn't even seem to make sense. Like, how is this possibly going to create a life that is good? How is this possibly going to create a life that I want to lead? But we have to learn to trust him and have faith in his plan through all of the uncertainty and all of the questions and all of the what ifs. And I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you for not liking change. Most of us don't. And there's nothing wrong with you for not liking uncertainty. In fact, I'm pretty sure all of us don't. All of us want to know what's coming next so that we can prepare ourselves for it. But if we want to push forward with a new goal, if we want to achieve something greater than we're achieving right now, whether that's in our physical bodies, in our spiritual lives, in our relationships, we're going to have to take some risk. We're going to have to go into an area that we don't know what the outcome's going to be. We just have faith that God's got the outcome under control. I've heard this many times, and I'd say it's pretty true, probably for all of us, but definitely for me. is that until the pain of where we are outweighs the pain of not knowing where we're going, then we will constantly remain the same. Until the pain of what I'm experiencing right now in life is worse than the pain of going into uncertainty and not knowing the outcome, I'll probably always just stay put. And so one of the things that I've really found useful is to stop looking at my life through rose-colored glasses, to stop coming up with excuses as to why things are okay and coming up with the reasoning why I should keep things the same. Instead of, you know, going through all of this mental work to stay put, begin looking at life at the reality of what it is. If I want to have healthier relationships, then I need to change this, this, and this about myself, right? And you probably know what this, this, and this are for you. What you know you need to change to have healthier relationships. What you know you need to change to get a better job or to get that promotion. What you know you need to change in order to have more financial security or to travel more. A lot of the times, I don't really need anybody to tell me what to do. I already know what to do. I just don't do it, right? Even the Apostle Paul said the same thing. Why is it that I don't do the things I want to do, but I do the things I don't want to do? What is it in me that causes me to keep on repeating patterns that I don't even desire to do it? I just keep on doing it on autopilot. And there comes a point where we've just got to look at our lives honestly and say, look, these are the things that need to change. This is why I'm stuck at a dead-end job. This is why my relationship isn't going well. This is why my finances are terrible. This is why I'm not living the life I want to live, because I haven't made the changes I needed to make. And when you take off the excuses and you take off the layers of procrastination and fear and all of the things that keep us from making the changes we need to make, then we're able to look at life honestly and say, I know exactly what to do. I'm just not doing it. God has put things in each of us, desires in each of us, wisdom in each of us. He says, if anybody lacks wisdom, ask of him and he'll give it. So there's no lack of knowing what to do. There's just a lack of doing it, because we think that maybe it won't make a big enough difference. Or, you know, the next small step just isn't going to be life-changing, so why even try? We come up with all of these reasons why we shouldn't take that next big step, because we seem to think that life is about this one big decision that's going to come and change everything. And it's simply not true. Life's not just one, there's not this one big decision you're going to make and it's going to change your life forever. What's going to change your life forever is a million different, consistent, small decisions. It's going to be all of these tiny little decisions that you make day in and day out that ultimately bring the big change you're wanting to have in your life. And it's a lie there's that one big decision you have to make to change everything. That's what's keeping us stuck in old routines and in habits that aren't working for us, that aren't benefiting us, that aren't helping us to grow and develop. And when we start changing our thinking to realize that it's really all of these small, tiny decisions that are going to add up to a life-changing moment. No, going to the gym one time isn't going to get you physically fit. But going to the gym consistently for 30 minutes a day for years on end will get you physically fit. Eating one more healthy meal isn't going to make you healthier. But eating consistent, healthy meals over a long period of time will make you healthier. Fixing your relationship isn't about that one big apology, but it's about living out your life to serve that other person with a million different small decisions. Having a closer relationship with God isn't about that one big service you're going to go to and God's just going to come down and change your life forever. A lot of times, it's all of those small decisions every day to read your Bible or to worship or to practice gratitude and thankfulness for what he's already done. It's all of these small decisions that we practice over an extended period of time that ultimately bring the major changes that we're looking for. Trust me, I'm with you. I wish it was that one big decision that we could make and we'd make that big decision and it'd change life forever, but it's not. And we can wish it was all we want to, but it's not going to change the fact that we've got to start making consistent, small, good decisions in order to see the change we want to make happen. Unfortunately, life's never going to give us the ideal circumstances that we want for the change that we want. It's never just going to be, the sun's never going to shine 100% of the time. There's going to be days of rain. There's going to be cloudy weather. There's going to be times where things just aren't ideal for making changes in your life. And if we want to be people that consistently push forward towards a new goal or push forward towards something we're trying to achieve, then we have to realize that life is not always going to give us the ideal circumstances to achieve it. There's going to be days where you don't feel like getting up to go to the gym. There's going to be days where your nerves are so bad that if somebody says one small crossword to you, you're going to be ready to tell them off. There's going to be times where you don't feel like getting up to go to work. And it doesn't matter how good your life is or how consistent you learn to be, there's going to be times you don't feel like doing it. And it's in those moments when you don't feel like doing it that we have to, if we really want change, that's the moment that we determine whether we really want it or not. It's not when everything's perfect that's when I achieve change. It's when things are contrary to us, when things are difficult, when things are coming up against us, do we still make those small good decisions in those moments? Do we still get up to go to the gym when we don't feel like it? Do we continue to do the best at our job even when we don't like the job we have? Do we consistently try to love our partner or our friends or our family even when they get in our nerves, even when we're having a bad day? Do we make those small, consistent decisions? Are we ready to make them even when life hands us lemons? Even when life throws difficulty at us? Even when people treat us wrongly? Even when the job gets even worse than what it was before? Are we ready to continue to pursue those small everyday decisions that lead toward change? Because until we're ready to do that, we're not really ready to change yet. Until we're ready to do it, even when we don't feel like it, we're really not ready to do it at all. And it doesn't matter what goal we're trying to achieve, unless we're ready to put in the effort, even when everything in life is telling us to not, we're never going to get to the goal we want to reach or make the changes we want to make until we're ready to do it, even when life throws difficulty our way. Think about it this way. As we have seasons in the weather, just like we have summer and fall and winter and spring, we have seasons in our lives. And there's going to be certain seasons that we really love. Like, I love fall and spring. I even like winter. I hate summer. But the fact of the matter is, I'm never going to get to fall, winter, or spring unless I go through summer. It doesn't matter how much I hate it or don't want to deal with it, summer's always going to exist. And there's going to be seasons of your life that are your favorite, right? Everybody loves when you've got plenty of money and your relationships are healthy and you're working a job you really enjoy. But in order to get to that season of life, you're going to have to go through another season of life that you don't particularly enjoy at all. It's a hard season of life making the changes you need to make in order to build the life you want to build. But until you're willing to go through the season you hate, you'll never get to the season you love. It's a necessary part of life. And the longer you prolong it and the longer you push it off, the longer it's going to take and the less chances you're going to have of achieving the life you really desire. The more you put off going to the gym, the further down the road your physical fitness is coming, right? The further you put off eating healthier, the furthest your weight loss is going to come to pass. The more you put off loving the other person and bearing with their inadequacies, the further down the road your good relationship is coming. You've got to learn to go through some things that you don't want to go through so that you can get to the things you really enjoy. One of the things you can really do to help in overcoming this is to think back on times in your life where you were going through stuff that you really didn't want to go through, right? You just were going through heartache. You were going through difficulty. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe there was something going on that was causing a lot of pain in your life. And think about how you got through that time. Think about how God was with you. Think of how He provided for you. Think of how you've gotten into this next season of life. And although that season of life, you still look back as it was painful, this new season of life is something you're really enjoying. Oftentimes we think when we're going through difficulty that it's just going to be that way forever. There's just this feeling of permanence, like it's never going to change. But as we reflect back on life, all of the difficult things that we've been through have come and gone at some point. And if it hasn't gone yet, it's going to at some point, because seasons come and go. There's a time for everything, right? Scripture says. So nothing that you're dealing with now is always going to be this way, good or bad. And so it can really help us when we're going through something difficult that needs changing to remember that it's difficult now, but it won't be difficult forever. It's really hard right now, but it's not always going to be really hard. And I might hate this at the moment, but later on, it's going to bring some good fruit into my life. Another thing that I do that I think might really help you is to think of your life from a third person perspective, almost as if you were giving someone else advice when they're going through the exact same thing you're going through. So if you're dealing with starting a new job and the uncertainty that goes with that, think of it from a third person of what advice would you give to somebody that was starting a new job? What would you tell them? How would you encourage them? Would you tell them that it's not going to be new forever and that they'll learn the job and it'll get better? Would you tell them that, hey, jobs aren't permanent and if you wind up hating it, you can always get another one? Or would you reinforce that, yep, you're going to be stuck at this job forever and it's always going to be terrible and there's nothing you can do to change it? No, you'd probably be gracious and you'd encourage them and you'd find things that would help them move past the point that they're stuck on. Or if you were giving advice to someone that had lost a loved one or was dealing with relationship problems, what grace and compassion would you show them? What encouragement would you give them? And what practical steps would you give them to get into the next phase of life? It's often that we can't see the forest through the trees, right? Situations are just so close to us, we can't see the next step to take. But when we look from a different perspective, it often gives us the answers that we're looking for. So I just want to encourage you that you're not alone, that a lot of us see changes we want to make or need to make in our lives, but we fail to do it. And it's we are fighting genetics and things that are happening in the human brain that are happening to all of us. You're not alone in your struggle for change, but there are decisions that we have to make. And it's not just one big decision. There's a lot of small decisions we have to make every day to pursue the change we want to see in our lives. As we continue to pray and seek God about what changes we want to make this year, and as we continue to stand in faith and trust that even in the most uncertain of circumstances, God has our lives in the palm of his hand, I know that he will get us to the place where we are meant to go. Scripture says to lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So this year, as you are pursuing changes for your life, things to make your life better, remember that God has everything under control. Even when we don't know what step to take, even when we are so filled with uncertainty and anxious and stressed out, when we learn to depend on God, when we learn to take the steps he's telling us to take, even when it doesn't make any sense, he brings us to a place of blessing and to a place of prosperity. So as you continue into this new year, remember that you're going to have to make a million small decisions to keep on pursuing the change you want to see. You're going to make a million small decisions to keep on praying and trusting and believing that God is able to do what he's promised. Change is never easy, but it is possible, and we can achieve the dreams that we have for our lives. So join with me and let's pursue change together in this new year. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you found a lot of value in this episode. If you did, do me a favor and share it with a friend or a family member. Also, don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, or follow buttons so that you continue to get updated when new episodes are released. I appreciate you all so much, and I look forward to being with you again next week as we continue making room.